Breaking now, the Israeli military dismisses officers after a deadly strike kills aid workers. And Cincinnati's Gabby Marshall prepares for the Final Four alongside Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes.
The total solar eclipse is almost here. We help get you ready. 5 on 5 in 5. Welcome to Friday. It is April 5th, 2024. Kelly doing a little dance over there because it is Friday. Stephen Albritton here with you as well, raising the roof. Feels good to get to the end.
It does. Even if it's like not the most exciting, beautiful weekend, I'm still very grateful. I think everyone feels that way. Last week we had opening day, which was so fun, but I think it made this week feel a little long as everyone was like, oh boy, and the weather didn't help. So let's talk about the weather. Today, cool, breezy, gloomy, and wet. Yes. Not quite as much rain. This coming from meteorologist Randy Rico, off and on, probably not as frequently as yesterday, which is nice. The rain threat. There we go. Putting those words together. Fades this evening. Tomorrow we do have a cold start, sub-freezing for people who planted stuff early. You kind of knew you were taking chances. So if you planted early, cover that stuff, make sure it's okay. Sunday is warmer. We'll get rain Sunday night, which is not the timing we want for that because that means clouds. So we're concerned about clouds on Monday. Obviously, that is the day of the total solar eclipse. Right now it's looking like we could have clouds, obviously hoping for a break in the afternoon, which is very possible. Can't say for sure it's going to happen yet. That'll be something that starts to come together closer to the weekend.
Yes, we'll dive more into the eclipse coverage here in just a moment. Got to get to our 5 on 5 in 5. First up, we are going to Israel. We heard about that deadly strike on aid workers, but there's some breaking news from the Israeli side this morning.
Right. So that just came through within the last couple of hours as we are getting into the newsroom. Israel has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three in connection to the deadly airstrike that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. It comes after a conversation between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. The president threatened to revoke aid to Israel. Now, Israeli officials say the five officers were punished after mishandling critical information and violating the Army's rules of engagement.
Yes, we will see where that story goes, but, you know, the fight continues from both sides. Next up, closer to home, talking about Governor Mike DeWine. He will be touring tornado damage in Adams County. He's going to visit the Alexander Solomon Airport near West Union. We got to see a lot of that damage. You can find it on WLWT.com. The announcement came just hours after an EF0 tornado was confirmed in Licking County, Ohio. That's just outside of Columbus. Governor DeWine is expected to make that stop out in Adams County around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And speaking of Governor DeWine and speaking of the eclipse, he'll be holding a press conference today around 10 with a bunch of state leaders talking traffic and everything leading up to the eclipse.
Ohio has several areas that will experience totality. So this is a big deal for our state. A lot of people are expected to travel here. Excitement very much ramping up. All of a sudden, you're starting to see a lot of people go, oh, hey, it's like they're just realizing that they needed to maybe make a plan or have an idea. Monday's the big day. Again, we're watching the weather. A lot of cities and towns just west of us will have totality, which means the moon will fully block the sun for several minutes. Indianapolis, hotspot, because totality there is expected to go on for about 4 minutes. Stephen continues to raise the roof because he will be there.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it'll be great.
NASA.
I have in the works an interview with a heliophysicist, which I will be talking to live on our air.
He is
smarter than me, yes.
So amped. This is like Steven's Super Bowl. Indy, obviously only a few hours away.
With solar eclipse traffic, it might be five.
Very good point. Excellent point. So you might think it might be simple, but again, we're talking about the traffic, and a local expert says plan ahead.
The idea of getting a hotel right now for anywhere in the path of totality is, I don't want to say laughable, but it is going to be tricky. So if you have a friend in one of those cities that's maybe up for an overnight guest, that would work. But people have been planning for this for months and months, so the hotels will absolutely be booked.
Hotels are booked. Don't expect to crash at one if you think, oh, you know what, last minute we'll make those plans. Or you can, but you might be paying a nice pretty penny for it. Crowded roads also will be after the eclipse. Those things are just start to keep in mind as you're making that game plan. 3 p.m., Monday afternoon. It is an interesting time of the day for this to happen and then for the traffic afterwards.
So. Yeah, so the eclipse will start around 1:15, or so. That's when the moon starts to creep in front of the sun.
Okay.
Totality hits about 309, depending on where you are, and then however close you are to the actual center of the path is based on how long you'll get of totality. There's places that are going to get 22 seconds of totality, some places up to 4.5 minutes. So, but just be aware as you're going. Have those sunglasses ready, or the eclipse glasses. Make sure they're certified. Keep them on, except for totality. And make sure you are in totality before you take them off, because you will hurt your eyes.
This is the mom in me. You know, if you're not sure, just don't risk it.
Just keep them on.
It's still going to be really, really cool if you look down and at shadows, you can take them off. That is a really cool way to experience it as well. So the totality, you're not going to see much, but whenever it's happening, you could do that to be safe.
Yes. So it'll have a good time, have a plan in store, and we will be all over it on Monday. We'll have people in multiple places. So if for some reason you can't get outside, you can watch our coverage, but I've never told anybody not to watch us and to go outside. Do that. I want you to watch us,
we'll hope the boss didn't listen to that part.
It's fine.
He'll be all right.
He'll get it. All right, let's keep things moving on the podcast. All right, let's talk about if you are a Jason Kelce or a Travis Kelce fan or a fan of their New Heights podcast. Well, as you know, and you might have tickets for it, then they're doing that live broadcast at Nippert Stadium here in just a few days, and they have a special guest joining them. It will be quarterback Joe Burrow. You might have heard of him. So they'll be there next Thursday during alumni weekend. Tickets are still available, about $100. If you really want to pay to see this happen, could go all up to $1,000. I think you get to hug all three of them if you pay that much.
You better.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just although we shouldn't Hopefully. Promise that because,
right.
you know,
you might get
personal
closer.
Space.
We can guarantee you'll get closer probably for $1,000.
Let's talk about three men in football that make men and women equally go insane.
Those three.
Those three really do something to everybody.
You can make an argument there in the top 10 on the planet for that list. Next to like Cristiano Ronaldo, and then you got these three.
There you go. And Messi. I watched you when Messi was around. You were pretty excited.
It's fine. So if you do want to see the New Heights podcast live and in person, tickets are still available. You can go to our website, WLWT.com, for more information. All right. And finally, historic evening in women's college basketball. And it's really basketball, period.
Absolutely. People are pumped, as they should be. Tonight, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes are back on the floor. Final Four, Hawkeyes and UConn in Cleveland. And local basketball star Gabby Marshall is going to be there, the former Mount Notre Dame star, drawing the assignment of attempting to slow down UConn star guard Paige Beckers. Support for her locally, obviously huge. Going to be super fun. Her dad saying he has heard from people he hasn't heard from in 20 years. Of course he has. This is so cool to have your daughter featured like this and at a time when women's basketball is taking the center stage, and it's so fun to see. So obviously we wish her the best of luck. North Carolina State is the first game against South Carolina. That's at 7. UConn against Iowa is after that at 9 o'clock.
It'll be a great time, and it's being played in Cleveland. So if you pay a pretty penny, you can get a ticket and go watch both games, but it'll cost you record-setting get-in prices.
Ohio's the place to be this week.
It really is. Got a lot happening. Got a whole lot happening. All right, that is our Friday here on 5 on 5 and 5. That is Kelly. I'm Steven. Monday, I'll be in Indianapolis. We might pod. Pod from afar.
We might be able to do that.
We'll see what happens.
We'll plot, because I don't know what the day holds. It's going to be a little wild.
Usually when I'm gone, things happen.
Literally, you leave and all heck breaks loose. Okay. I felt weird saying that.
We'll see you next week.